Welcome to the Royalist King CJ Music Podcast, where we focus strictly on the music. Where we listen to the music, where we strictly listen to it. And kind of just talk about it and the aspect of what the world's dealing with when we talk about music today. And so with that being said, we're going to look at Bryson Tiller's Whatever She Want, which okay. So he's been doing recently, Bryson Tiller, and has been doing like Music Tuesdays, I guess, or Music Mondays, where he basically just kind of puts music on SoundCloud and stuff like that, to where we can listen to classics or stuff that wasn't released that we want to hear from Bryson Tiller's. And so when I hear Whenever She Wants, it was labeled something before it came out. And so when we get this, right, it starts off in a way in which I might be the only person, right, that reviews it this way, right, or sees it this way. But it gives me Ben Griffey, right? And it does kind of give me his alter ego. And if we're getting a Griffey album that he said he has already ready, and that's the album we're getting, because this sounds exactly like his alter ego, right? So if his alter ego is dropping an album, and we're getting this older Bryson Tiller where he was, like, we get on his mixtapes, this could be interesting. And the only reason I say that is because in one of his bars he goes, we're going to start it with a slumber thriller, right? We're going to start it with a slumber thriller, which I believe, right? Now, I could be wrong, but this is hinting to me that if we're going to start it that way, it's going to be slumber thriller, which came out in 2013. The video just came back out. So, this will be fun, right? Like, this will be fun. This will be fun if we get, like, a full mixed album from him, and it's not just, like, this part two that we got in 2013. Which, overall, I think I do kind of enjoy it better than the stuff. I don't really enjoy it. It's a demo, and I get it, right? It's okay. It's just saying, I'm going to take, and it's this chorus. It's a very simple chorus, but it's a Bryson Tiller chorus, and where he just goes, I'm going to take her bougie self wherever she wants, right? And to a certain extent, I think, and I don't know, because I listened to a few off of this demo. I've listened to a few off of Slumber Thriller, but I do not remember. Like, in true transparency, I don't remember the other songs on this pack, or if we're going to call it a demo, but I don't remember much from it. Like, I don't remember much from the video from Tiller, right? But I do remember that chorus of, or the chorus basically is, she gonna get whatever she want if it's Gucci, you know, if it's Gucci. And to a certain extent, we get it. I think, I don't know, this reminds me of, like, an older, like, trap soul, right? Where I've always wondered when exactly we're getting something like this. And it's a weird course, right? And I'm a spoiler is how he ends it. It's not a terribly bad song by any means. I think it though, if it's a Tiller album that we're looking for, this kind of lacks the, this kind of lacks his side of it, which it's an older Tiller, if that's the case. But it's a twist on his, normal R&B, which is, I think I like, you know, I like his older, I like his mixtapes, but it's, and it's just simple things like, she got the power. Like, and it's like, even if they're in a fighting situation, she's gonna get whatever she wants, which it's just like, it's a constant. This chorus carries the song because it's like, do whatever you just want. And the ability of her actually is making him do all of this, right? She had that power that's. It's right there because she's going right back. Like, she's looking good in her dress because she's going on the block in that dress, which I assume. Is she looking cute and blessed? But he's spending all this money on her, which we hear in his lyrics, I'm spending so much money on her, but she makes me feel like I ran up. I told to slide into she slid into her, his, slid into his DMs, which my message. But he just is like, I know I'm a beast, but I wake up giant up again. Which is just kind of him being ready in the morning, which it's a weird, right? Like, it's just like where this relationship is driven one-sided because he says he feels like a dummy, you know? Friends ain't jack me. It's weird. It's because in this song, traditionally, what he's doing is just kind of bragging about being able to do all this with this girl. And it's just, and she's hot like the pepper, right? And the sauce, and it's just like, I think the sauce is Tahitian, right? But she gets whatever she wants, and it's just like, that chorus is an amazing chorus. But it's a Bryson Tiller chorus, and Bryson Tiller choruses don't really miss. But this overall, I'm not impressed. Let me tell you. I'm not impressed by this. I mean, it's a Bryson Tiller track, so of course I was going to listen to it and give my honest opinion on it, but it's just, it's weird, like, okay, so the transition's effortless, it's, for the most part, it's an okay song, it's just, you get halfway through the song, and it's not as quite as motivational, and I know that sounds hypocritical, so they're like, but you're a huge Bryson Tiller, I am a huge Bryson Tiller fan. But I don't necessarily know if I can co-sign this. And I think this might have been a song that I just didn't review, right? Because I remember this chorus. This song, not so much. And much from the Slumber Thriller album. I don't remember. And that came out, 2013? Which is concerning because I still have songs and albums from 2013 that I still listen to. And to say that this isn't on my 2023, it's kind of concerning, but I think I know why this isn't, right? Because if we had Bosch drop an album in 2023, I don't know, like, this song individually by itself, I don't necessarily like, and this is gonna be that shorter episode, because it's just, I've gotten to the point where most of this just sounds like he's like, oh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this for her. And at a certain point, I'm just like, I could do without all of that, right? Like, I could do without, and it's not necessarily bragging, but it's just saying that what you'll do for a girl. And it's just, I don't know. It's concerning to me because I do like Bryson Tiller. I just don't know if this is for me, right? Because he's a great artist, and I'm not downgrading his artistry, but the way that this is kind of like, this is either a club mix or something, but it's not a song where you're gonna hear me and go, oh, you know what, that sounds great. It sounds okay, right? It's not the best, it's not the greatest, you know, but we can have that conversation. But I don't know if I can necessarily classify this as a good song. So in my honest opinion, and I hate to do it, but I'm going to give this a 4 out of 10. It's just, it's not that great. I don't necessarily know if I'm going to listen to it, and that might be a harsh criticism, right? Because it's not the typical Bryson Tiller that I hear, but also it's not like that R&B bag that he's in when he raps and like does it in trap soul. It's not, and I think that's the thing. He put himself in a weird spot because trap soul was so good, right? You can't. It's. I say this because I mean it, and I mean it with love. I think it's hard to beat Trap Soul, right? Trap Soul being his first one of his first albums, right? It's hard to beat Trap Soul, right? When you release Trap Soul, a lot of artists can, like, it's so weird to say it, right? Because True to Self and Trap Soul are two albums, and I think this goes without debate, but they're one of his best bodies of work, right? Besides his mixtapes, which I love, Killer Instinct, right? But it's very hard to do something after you drop something like Trap Soul and True to Self, because they're great albums. Anniversary was great, and I don't know what we're getting in 2024, right? I don't know if we're getting another album. But this song by itself, it doesn't stand the test of time, and it doesn't get the King CJ Royalist King CJ Music Podcast stamp of approval, because it's not, like, I think it's okay, but I don't think it's, it's not bad, but it's not good either. Like, that chorus is what's keeping it in it for, because I do like that chorus, right? She don't get whatever she want, right? We can, she can get Gucci and stuff like that. That chorus is catchy, but, like, overall, I don't know if I can kind of co-sign that. I don't entirely know, right? Which is kind of weird for me to say, right? But it's a situation I want to talk about. So that's a conversation to have, and so when we have it, we will. But this song got overall 4 out of 10.